Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's game three of the National League Division Series.
Brewers up 2-0.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot. But you know, you're playing to play tomorrow, and that can't help but give you something else, right? It just has to. And I thought we played with that urgency, especially in the first. We just did a great job in the first inning.
There's the pitch, line drive, base hit into right field. It's gonna drive in one. It's gonna drive in two. Cubs lead 3-1. Pete Rowe Armstrong delivers.
Yeah, you definitely feel the atmosphere. You got the little pitch calm turned up a little higher than normal, but the same routines and things that have gotten us to this point, you just hold on to those but also. You know, be present and enjoy those settings too, and I think that brings out the best in a lot of us.
The noise is deafening at Wrigley Field. The Brewers are down to their last chance. Christian Yelich at the plate. Cubs lead by a run. Ground ball, one hop. Diving stop, Nico throws him out. Ball game over. Great play by Horner. Cubs win. That ball was ticketed for right field. Nico diving to his left, flagged it down, then knew that he had time, threw the ball to Bush, and the Cubs win, and there will be a fourth game.
Bring out your dead!
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here.
He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
Ooh. I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Any better said, we are alive, man!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We've got a full boat for you today, and we are live at Gallagher Way. We are in the shadows of Wrigley Field before Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Tonight, we've got a lot of stuff that we've got to get done before we turn things over to Rami, who's going to be here. And he's going to be on the air leading you up into the pregame. So he's in charge of the people's pregame today. We're the people's pregame. That's what we're doing here on today's show. Here's what we have planned. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 3:25 because the Bears are still doing stuff too, and we need to talk to him about what's going on with the preparation as they get ready for the Monday night matchup with Washington. Boog Shambi is going to stop by, and he's going to hang out with us at 4 o'clock. Bruce is going to be on the field at batting practice while we talk to him at 5. So get a little ambient sound going on in the background. It's always nice.
Yeah, man. Get a little scene setter from Bruce as he will be in the middle of the scene.
We have a whole collection of people that are taking good care of us today. C's here. Connor's here. Alex is here. For some reason, Ryan Porth is here. Back at the ranch, Baby T is in the studio. And Tanny is rocking the boards. That man is Matt Spiegel.
For some reason, Ryan Porth is here.
No, he's here to clue me in on really good Chuck audio that I didn't know existed.
Swirsk?
Uh-huh.
Did he say boop? What happened? What was the audio?
The donut analogy continues to grow with Chuck when he's on the air.
Well, he's Chuck. He's Johnny Bag of Donuts.
He is. Joey, yeah. Right?
Joey Bag of Donuts. And he was going to bring donuts for everybody.
At the Colts.
At the Colts,
but
yeah.
But then he said he wasn't doing it.
Right. Robbie confronted
after he said
him
he
with
did it.
And he said, what?
I didn't say that.
Yeah. That's where our what comes from. Well, Ryan Porth is here just in case we need to do radio from a conference room in the office building right over there. He was a hero yesterday. You kidding me? Ryan Porth, like, kicking people out of the conference room. There were two stragglers just chatting at the end of their meeting in the conference room. And we're like,
hey, you got to go.
You got to go. We got a thing here. It was unbelievable.
I heard that you guys were in a back corner of this building here at Gallagher Way.
Yes, sir.
And you were still hearing the thump from the John Summit.
I thought nobody put Spiegel in a corner. That's what I was told.
Ryan Porth does. Ryan Porth puts baby in a corner.
Y'all doing in this corner.
The thump was happening. I mean, look, this space right here, this Gallagher Way, it is many different things go on here.
It is.
I always think back to this one moment where we had Tom Ricketts on the score back when he was, like, fighting to get some of this stuff built. Remember that era when, like, when Tom Tunney and everybody in the neighborhood was like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
It'll be less special.
Yeah, and he was just talking about this space right here, and he's like, I wish people would understand. The plaza, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
he's
and
like,
it is.
He's like, we're going to have, like, farmers markets there. We're going to show movies there. We're going to maybe do ice skating in the winter
And this year, we were talking to a friend of ours that works for the Cubs that their winter thing is going to be out here because they're doing some reno.
There you go.
Inside, so they'll have their Christmas market stuff out here.
Yeah.
And just, you know, Jeff Tweedy just happens to be playing. And you're like, it's
a thing. And John Summit, the DJ, was here yesterday. And today it's a dog park. And you're out there hanging out. And I'm getting, like, quiet meditative moments between Sandberg and Santo. Like, what? I mean, come on.
Speaks the space that we're staying. We're old enough to remember this, and I'm sure there's a couple other people that probably remember this. This is Yum Yum Donuts.
Dude, I thought of it as you said it.
The space that we're standing on right now used to be Yum Yum Donuts, and there just used to be trailers out here. Like, this is not like the 80s.
Oh, no.
This is the early 2000s when there's still trailers here.
Early 2000s, baseball operations, you know? And even, like, late 2000s, early 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Baseball operations was in part working out of a trailer across the street in the corner right there. And Theo's like, what are we doing? Yeah, no. We're gonna have to do something. They built this building. They did a whole bunch of other stuff. But, yeah.
They modernized it by, you know, having all of their scouts and baseball people getting smartphones. Because until about 2013, there were still people who had not smartphones.
Yeah, man. Well, look, that's the thing. Like, Theo and Jed and McLeod and everybody, like, they helped the organization catch up, and then they were the state of the art. And then they've gotten kind of passed by some other organizations, including Milwaukee. And we've been talking about some big picture stuff the last couple days. I got to say, man, this team has earned living in the now. They won that game last night. We're in the middle of a series. This could be a five-game series if they win tonight. It could be a Cubs win. They beat this team in the regular season by the score of 7-6. And even without some of their best pitching weapons, Justin Steele gone, Cade Horton gone, best version of Matthew Boyd hopefully showing up tonight, good version of Shota Imanaga in game 5 if that's the direction they go.
Or
later. Yeah. Later. But yeah, like, this team absolutely has a shot to win this series. I was impressed with their scrappiness last night. Lawrence, you called for Pete Crow Armstrong, chaos agent, and he delivered a massive hit, and then his speed on the bases forced William Contreras to pop up early out of his stance and create a wild pitch by Nick Mears that ends up being the pivotal fourth run.
I am here. I don't want, like, we were talking about it inside the group chat last night, and I know a big deal was made about it on the broadcast last night of Pete being upset at calls at home plate and having to be calmed down by Justin Turner. No, that's what I want. I want him playing on that edge. Like, that's – he reminds me so much of so many teammates that I've had where I'm like, yeah, it might be time for you to do that thing. Like, because you need something that's going to take your focus away from the stress, the bigness, the expectation of it. I love that he's living in the I'm just going to do me thing, and I want him to keep doing it.
Let's talk more about that at 3 o'clock because there's some stuff to break into that, and I didn't hear the broadcast stuff you're talking about because I was in the ballpark. But you know what I mean about getting myopic? Like let's get super present. And there are a lot of people out there who are going to come to this game tonight or watch this game tonight who are thinking, I don't know, man, maybe, you know, it's happened before. And I said that after 2-0. I said it, but I kind of tossed it off more that 80 of the 90 teams that went up 2-0 in a best of five went on to win it. That leaves 10. I mean, the Cubs could be 11th of 91 at this point.
Sure.
It does happen. And if you're feeling it, you got some optimism going, good for you. Live in the moment of this series. Got a ball game tonight.
This is what we were kind of talking about a little bit yesterday. Like the idea of everything has to be pushed in to try and win game three. Okay? So now you've done that. And now you feel much better about kind of where you stand. A sweep would have felt dirty.
Agreed.
It would have felt bad. It would have been a horrible end to the season.
But to that point, don't you think Craig Counsell last night after the game was a relaxed, comfortable, like jocular version of himself?
It was relief.
Yes.
Like there's relief in that. And the relief in that also allows there to be a little bit more, and I know that we're talking about soft stuff here. Like we're talking about the soft scouting stuff.
Yeah.
It allows everyone to take a breath and it allows things to be a little bit lighter. And then you go home and you go, well, wait a minute, we can win game four.
We've beaten this team before.
We can win game four.
We just beat them.
And what happens then is if you do win game four, now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, all of that pressure that every Cubs fan felt, every Cub felt, that Craig felt,
yeah,
that Jed felt, all of that reverses.
Yes, it does.
And now it's on Milwaukee.
And it goes back to some stuff we talked about before the series began, which is that they lose in the first round a lot. They have good years and lose in the first round a lot. And they're going to have that terror, the crowd will. You know, and some of the guys on that team will have that feeling of like, is this happening again to us? Like, yeah, there's a chance that you could flip that. You need to win tonight in order to flip that. It was relief, man. It was straight up relief there last night. I gotta
tell
you,
a lot of stress.
Dude, my Meatball Cub fan wife, she was like, she spent the last four or five innings just like so wound up.
On edge, right?
Dude, you know her. So worried, like emotionally invested. And I'm watching this going, man. It's just a ball game. Like me, I'm watching like this is
no
just,
man.
But she was feeling it, and then when they won, she literally, I hope she doesn't mind me sharing, but like she burst into tears, like tears of relief, of like, oh my God. And then she was happy and the tears went away and she's celebrating. But like there was a lot of emotional release and relief at the end of that thing, because they spent, as you said, seven innings protecting a lead.
Handing it off.
Trying to hand off the ball. That's all right.
We got to get that first down.
Let's just play defense. All right, time to punt. Like, bring in the punter again. Didn't get the first down. That's all right. Our defense has got this. And the D-line is like, really? Again? You're just sending us back out there?
And I'm sitting there being like, man, there were a couple of opportunities that they missed that I just – like, that was it the third inning where it was like they had runners on first and second and they didn't get one? Like, just you needed one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you needed that one more run. Now, they hung on, and it was fine, but it's like, man.
It wasn't fine.
Don't miss those opportunities, but here we are. Like, it's a good thing, and that emotional release is so important because and it would have happened either way. Like, Steen would have had the release had they lost two.
Oh, she would have been dark. We would have gone home. We would have been fighting. It would have been ugly.
All right. Well, I mean, if you wanted to share that.
No, I'm kidding.
But like, for everyone, like, yeah, every fan, everyone within the sound of our voice, all the people that were frustrated as we were taking calls after game two, they all got to be like, Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's you know, Rocky III. Like, he's just a man. Be more man than him. You know,
it's a man.
That's all it is. Yeah. They're just guys.
You know who's just a guy? Quinn Priester was just a guy. He was just a guy.
You're thinking he's the boogeyman.
Cary Grove High School, grew up a Cub fan. He's like, oh, bleep, what am I doing out here?
Maybe he felt a little bit of that, too.
Pat Murphy with an extra little something to Priester as he pulled him from the game, started to walk off, and Murphy grabbed him and said an extra little something to him because you know he was feeling that big time.
There's no doubt about it. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it. There's a lineup request that Matt Spiegel has that he would like to share with you, and I can't find a good argument against it except for, well, we'll explain next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.